Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
All right, we're going. Played say Chun-Li. Drop the bends. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I'm probably going to be a gigantic fucking bitch on today, just due to the fact that I didn't sleep well or off brain chemicals. I really don't know. I'm clearly not a fucking scientist, but I'm super excited for this episode because we have Unhinged's first guest. How is this podcast still going? Anyways, we have our first guest who is one of my best friends. His name is Luke Marr.
Hello?
We just talked about how this is an audio podcast. You have to like talk.
Okay, I put my hand up and then I was going to dramatically say, hello, hi, I'm Luke. Nice to meet you.
If you guys don't know of him, he has a YouTube channel called Hot La Mode. But don't worry, if you're like, I don't know who this is, that's fine. I didn't either at one point. And then he turned into one of my favorite people. But with this podcast, I'm not going to just, this isn't going to be like a, so how did you get started? Because truly, I would rather go to hell. Like, I would rather, like, just be given my life sentence today.
When you said that this was not, like, an interview podcast, I was like, oh, great. So he's not going to just ask me all of the questions I've ever been asked before?
No.
Lovely.
Okay, first of all, don't gas yourself up. Like, I'm kidding. No, but I think there is nothing worse than hearing people who you already have faint interest in. You know, it's not like Beyonce. You know, like, I would sit and watch Beyonce fucking talk about grass growing. But, like, I don't care about people doing, like, internet shit.
No.
Is that bad?
No.
I don't fucking care. This is my podcast. I can say whatever I want.
You're not. And, like, you could be Diane Sawyer if you wanted to be. But, like, I feel like it's enjoyable that this is not
that. I've got my youth. I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's a career pivot later on in life.
Exactly. Now, if you guys haven't heard any of the other podcast episodes, what the fuck? But you can go subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the video version, yep, those are words. You can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. I was going to say visually stimulating, but that is obviously, yeah. Okay. Once again, Chris, you're not a scientist. Now, along with having a guest, something I wanted to do is the charitable shout out, but I wanted to have it be tailored towards the guest. So I asked Luke to come with something you want to shout out, something you want people to shift their attention to donate to, etc. And you picked
Drip by Drip,
which I had never heard of, but I learned that Drip by Drip is a non-for-profit organization that is working to find, develop, and spread solutions for the water issues caused by the textile industry, engaging with consumers and professionals to spark change.
There isn't a lot of, like, water that is actually drinkable on Earth, and the fashion industry uses a lot of, like, fresh ground water. So the fact that there are people that are working to get, like, very little water-made fabrics, because a lot of actual textiles involve a lot of water usage is really, really cool and really, really important because, like, it actually helps save people's lives and, like, communities and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm very happy about Drip by Drip.
Oh, my God. Not only does this sound so, like, you're so well-spoken, but you also know so much. Like, we were just talking before this of how, like, you were like, oh, I don't even remember what you
fucking... Annie Albers. Yeah. Legendary textile queen of the Bauhaus in Weimar, Germany. Yeah. Sorry.
Like, I was going to say I barely understood half those words, but half of those words were in German, so I feel better. Yeah, I just... You're so smart, and you have your shit together so much more than me.
No,
I'm not
going to
say... Well, listen, I didn't say you have your shit together. I just said you have your shit together more than me.
This is a studio that, like, I couldn't ever possibly get together whatsoever.
Oh,
so,
my God, don't... Okay,
bye.
We're not starting this off with a fucking jerk-off. I'm... All right. If you guys want to donate to Drip by Drip or learn more, you can always go to the description of every podcast episode and there will be a link. Anyway, Chris, your brain really said, make sure you tell people there's a link in the description, and then it pieced. I think it's time for you guys to take it away. And we have a segment on here called The Hot Box. And basically, you guys call in to 310-844-6459, and you can leave a voicemail. Please keep it, like, under a minute if you're going to, no offense. But, like, you can ask for advice. Sometimes on my Instagram story, if we have, like, a themed podcast episode, I'll have you guys send in certain things. But our producer, Sam, always sets them aside. I have no idea, like, a lot of the shit that happens on this episode. Like, it is prepared, and then I am presented it, and it's, like, my fucking raw-dogged, like, take. So we are going to listen. I think these are advice, right?
These ones are all advice. Oh,
are you
can
on?
You hear me?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
These ones
Sam.
Are all advice, and they're sort of across the board. So,
okay.
So some relationship stuff, family stuff.
Oh, that's perfect for someone who's never been in a fucking relationship.
I was going to say, this is not my wheelhouse whatsoever.
Okay, great. What could go fucking wrong?
All right, here we go.
Hi, Chris. First of all, love you so much.
Thank you.
And my question that I need advice on is I recently got cheated on in a relationship that I was, like, totally in love with him. Blah, blah, blah. We broke up. I ended things. But I'm having a really hard time going through this breakup. What is your breakup advice?
Okay.
Love you. Bye. Oh,
love you. Bye.
Aww,
yep. Okay.
Poor thing.
Yeah, that was really, like, Sam, that was maybe the saddest start to this segment, first of all. Like, what the fuck? I would say first, find something that will bring you joy, like Unhinged with Chris Clemens, youtube.com/Chris Clemens.
I agree, though. And I will say, I feel that don't just jump right into another thing with another person, because I feel like it's almost trying to recuperate whatever you lost in another couple sort of, like, relationship situation, and I don't think that that's, like, helpful. You have to be able to process that on your own and then healthily get into something else.
Oh my God,
sorry, that's just, like, my
Dr. Phil found dead in a ditch.
I was gonna say, don't have a fucking sociology, psychology, any kind of ology degree, so, like, don't
this is, like, two of the people who should not be giving advice.
Grain
the
of
most.
Salt, take it, please. But that's my thoughts always.
Yeah,
I always say that to people.
I would say, like, lean into, like, feeling sad and just, like, let yourself go through it. But also, like, don't if you're throwing, like, day 60 of a pity party, maybe you should look in the fucking mirror.
Give yourself a time limit on it.
Yeah, like, I think let yourself be sad, go through some emotions, but, like,
then find healthy serotonin.
Together.
Yeah, 100%.
Serotonin. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, like, watching Golden Girls or something like that.
Okay, that's, yeah, watch Golden Girls. Yeah. There's the answer. Ding.
It worked for me. It's true.
Okay, well, if it worked for Luke, it's got to be a surefire way.
You ready for the next one?
Oh, baby, I'm ready. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you baby. I realized that we're in a workplace.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Yep.
I'm
perfect.
Lauren, I'm 21. And
hey, Lauren.
My question or piece of advice that I wanted to receive is, how can I, like, feel more confident with telling more professional people in my work field that I smoke weed and I can work well doing that? because I still haven't told basically everybody around me, so I'm not sure how to bring it up without feeling judged. The $1 million question. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Lauren. Do you smoke weed, Luke?
I used to smoke a lot of weed, and then I sort of stopped because it.
Okay, I mean, I knew this.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say like I couldn't. But like I didn't want to like situations.
Throw you under the fucking bus and be like, so Luke, I know that you don't fucking smoke anymore.
But like I did, so like I have. The
I know,
experience.
And it really makes me sad that you don't. But I'm supportive. We can't get into it. That's definitely a tough one. I think there's such a stigma around weed still, especially being productive with weed. Literally, like, almost not need weed to like function, but like when I have a full day of work and I smoke, I mean, like, relatively decent, like, not decent amounts. Like, if I smoke too much, I'm like fucking done. Like, the day,
but I've
over.
Seen you, and it's like, I am always amazed at like how you were. And I say this to you a lot whenever I come to LA, I'm like, I don't understand how you do it because, like, it's such a
listen,
majestic
I,
thing.
I have hopes and dreams of being a girl boss, so I, you know, the grind never stops.
Don't tell that to a professional group, Lauren. Please don't.
No, Lauren, I think you should say, hi, I want to be a girl boss. Let me do what a girl boss got to do.
No, but that there. Might actually be more of a, like, scarring experience no,
if
some, than
Lauren,
saying about
if
the
you're
weed.
Taking that advice seriously, I mean, that is your fucking fault. Put the joint down then, because it does not seem like that is for you.
I mean, like, just in terms of, like, a professional setting, I don't know, because I feel like I've never actually genuinely had a real job, to be completely frank.
All right, shut up.
No!
Luke, shut up. Next, Lauren.
No, you didn't give Lauren any advice. We need to give her advice. I want to
You know
help
what?
Her.
I gave Lauren, I don't know what I gave you, Lauren.
Lauren, just be yourself. Don't that let the girls get to you. Don't let the haters hate. I want to be helpful and productive for these lovely people calling.
They're calling into a podcast that the artwork has weed flying out of my head. What? If you want advice, go to, like...
Quora.com. That's the place. That's the advice for
how
this.
How often do you go there for advice? Because that sometimes you pull that out quickly.
Sometimes it comes up on the Google search, so...
Oh, my God. Okay, Sam. Thank you, Lauren. This is a nightmare.
Sorry, Lauren, I tried.
Hey, queen. My name is Casey, and I am
hey,
over
14,
by the way.
I
am going
14,
to be going into high school this August, and your girl is so deadly scared. I literally had an anxiety attack at orientation. So if you could give me any kind of advice for dealing with anxiety at school, dealing with the stupid brats that go to my school,
period.
Dealing with fake people, toxic people, literally anything, you, like, grades, literally anything at all for high school, please give me advice, because I am about to just go homeschooled. I cannot handle this.
Don't do that.
Thank you. I love you so much, Chris. You're literally one of my biggest inspirations. I look up to you in so many different ways. Like, I really do. I'm not just saying this. Love you.
Aww. I forgot your name already because
Casey.
Thank you, Luke.
Iconoclast over here.
Okay, Casey, I don't know why you're asking for advice. You sound like I need advice from you. You sound so confident. You sound so cool and like, I don't know how to describe this. I literally want to like fly Casey out and give her fucking hug. I like, you like, I feel like you run your school. I don't know why you give me that fucking vibe, but like I see you school in animal zoo mode and you Regina George standing there. While the rats scurry around. That, Casey, I mean, be yourself, stay yourself. I hate when people fucking tell, like, be yourself. But like literally you sound so confident. If that's you with anxiety, I can't even imagine what kind of Wonder Woman girl boss you.
Poor Casey. No, but honestly, I appreciate the fact that she's like very into knowing how she feels about the situation.
Very like real
aware
about it.
And like able to communicate that. And also I feel like I used to have the worst anxiety like freshman year, and I used to take the Staten Island Ferry to school every day. And
oh my
like
God, I would have anxiety
too. Oh my God. The stress of being like, okay, well if I do like jump off the boat, like what's the vibe there? I'm kidding. sort of. But Casey,
I don't think you are kidding.
I used to have like the worst panic attacks like freshman year of high school. So like I do genuinely like empathize.
Oh yeah, no, every day of high school was like an anxiety attack. I would take Adderall and I had no idea. Well, because I was prescribed it. I was like not one of the. Freshman year of high school, I learned what weed was and that it wasn't what grows in my mom's front yard. Like I literally was like, my mom grows weeds, or like my mom has weeds, and kids are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, like. Dandelions? And they're like,
no, sweetie.
Chris, you're so fucking stupid.
But throw yourself into something that you really think is gonna like be worth it at the end of high school. Like that's just, you know, like,
oh God, you started talking again because I had no idea what I was talking
about. Oh my God. No, but like a club or something, you know, like something of interest.
Join a club. I love you, Casey, for real.
I'm a stan.
Like such a stan.
Honestly though.
Okay, this next one is kind of emotional. I'm just giving you a...
What the fuck?
I feel like they've all been semi-emotional, so I'm like, okay, Sam, now this is scary.
I'm like horrified.
Hey, Chris. So, I'm sorry I'm like whispering. It's like 1:30 in the morning, night, 1:30 a.m., and my whole family's asleep. But basically, recently, my little brother just got diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and OCD. And this has, like, taken a huge toll on him as well as, like, my family in general. Right. I just want to know how to be, like, a good sister to my brother during this time. Because he really went from being, like, a straight-A student to failing all his classes within a semester and, like, just, like, totally shutting down. It's, like, I don't know, dude. It's, like, tough. And he's only 2 years younger than me, so we're, like, really close. And just want to know how I can be a good sister right now and help him through what's going on. love you.
Right.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Love you. Oh, my God. First of all, I don't know why. I mean, had I known these were the voicemails, I would not have started the show with, I'm going to be a giant bitch today. I'm, like, almost on the verge of crying. I think it was what? Depression, anxiety, and OCD? Okay, I couldn't hear the last part. I mean, with a lot of experience, I feel like anxiety and depression were things that seemed scarier than they actually are. And I definitely think I may be saying that from a perspective of like, I feel like I've made it to the other side. Not that I'm cured, but that I know how to like control it and what to expect. And like, just like, I feel like I have a better time handling it. Mm. So I think just be there for him and show him love and, you know, protect him and just treat him normal, I think. I think making it something that he feels even weirder about is, like, you should try and avoid. But also, I mean, literally once again, there is weed flying out of my head in the artwork of this podcast. So, like, therapy, if you can afford that, check your insurance if you have it. Like, therapy is amazing for this. And just providing like a, providing, final answer, providing a space that he feels safe in, yeah. I think is the best you can do.
And just like genuinely sort of being like, oh, do you want to like go get lunch? You want to do like whatever, like keeping that person like yeah. They know that you're there and that they understand that in like a verbal sort of
fashion.
Like
it feels like the end of the world probably, but I promise you these are all such livable thing.
You know what you're saying before about like being able to handle it. Like I'm the same way now where like I can say to myself, okay, I'm going through like a slump. Here I am. I'm putting everybody on notice.
It doesn't make it any better, but yeah. it's like comforting to know like, okay, this
and is. And you know that you can get through that thing. So like if you've been through it once, you can get through it again. And like that, you need to like also have that sort of like hope at the end of the tunnel that like this will end and there will be a better period and then it might happen again. But like you know that you've already conquered it once, so we can conquer it again.
First things first, I'm gonna eat your brain.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna start wearing gold teeth and fangs.
And that's what a motherfucking monster do. She get through a depression, anxiety, OCD.
Two.
Yes.
See? Oh, I was like, wow, this is getting too serious. I knew we'd pull it back out. Oh, wow. Please tell me the next one is maybe a little.
Yes, one more.
Okay.
Okay. How do I get a boyfriend? Oh. Like, how do you move past awkward small talk on Tinder into, like, let me text you all the stupid shit about my day and talk to you and be a friend, because I just like hate small talk, and then like
vibes.
Having to explain my life to new people is just so exhausting. Like, I just want to be friends.
Me.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, okay. God. First things first. Delete Tinder. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like,
oh, I thought you were going to disagree with me on that. I was like, I'll fucking fight on camera.
Like Hinge, or like things that actually are like conversation starting apps, not just like ones that are geared towards, you know.
I just think all dating apps are like, I mean, no, I know people meet through them and there are successful things, but I think that's so specific. Like, those people are so far and few between. Like, I think if you go out and do shit that you like doing and that you're like, you'll just meet people with similar
interests,
mm-hmm. and you'll like, it'll, I don't know. I think I'm the same way where I'm like, I would rather die than fucking sit on an app and like respond to someone. I don't even respond to like people I do know. Like, my mom is like, hello, are you mad at me? And I'm like, oh my God, I have ignored 7 texts over the course of 4 days. So, like, I get that, but I think just dating apps aren't your thing then.
I mean, also, like, keep all the doors open, I'd say.
Keep the doors and legs open.
Amen. Exactly. But also just sort of, you know, be able to, like, move past that small talk as, like, don't be afraid to, like, throw yourself into it. Not saying, like, you know, tell him, like, your last 4 digits of your social security, but, like, well, hey, I found this that's, like, really cool or whatever, like, you know, or here's a funny fucking TikTok and, like, stuff like that where it's, like, you're breaking the ice, you know? Because if it's not coming from that person, you do it, because who gives a shit? Otherwise, you know, that person evidently isn't the person that you're really, like, gonna have some great relationship with, in my opinion. Because if they can't respond to that in the right way, then, like, where is it going to go? Sorry, I'm giving like genuine advice, no, but I didn't know if that's the vibe or not.
Genuine advice, and I felt like I was in like 12th grade like statistics again.
Sorry.
Where I am like seeing your mouth move, but like nothing is fucking stinking upstairs. Oh. Like, no, I mean, I'm not saying that you're like, it's not bad. It has nothing to do with you.
Oh my God,
it is
great.
Like my own lack inability to pay attention.
I'm like
to
the Peanuts teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
And with that,
Sam,
thank you
that was
so
funny.
Much for your phone calls. Thanks. Yeah. Jesus God. If you want to leave voicemail, you can call 310-844-6459 and you'll be greeted with like literally the most unhinged voicemail you will. No, like, I'll show it to you afterwards.
Okay, can't
like,
wait.
It's like, I don't know what was in my vape pen that day, but honey, I did not remember paying for that. On a less sentimental note, it's time to rant, and this is where I feel I haven't told Luke what I'm ranting about today, but before I give you any semblance of a hint, if you don't know, which you probably don't, we only installed this like literally last episode, but we have a beautiful timer. If you're watching this, if you're not watching this, it's right behind me. If you are, you've been staring at it for quite some time, but I have 4 minutes and 20 seconds to rant. Yeah, I guess that's all the explanation.
I'm so excited.
Before we get into it, I want you to have some time to think. But I'm so happy that you're here for this rant. Well, this is I don't know what part I'm happy about, but I'm happy that this rant and you are in the same room because
okay.
You witnessed part of it. It's unnecessary attitude. Like, just, like, bizarre.
Oh, okay.
Like, out of, like, just unprofessional, like, unwarranted shitty attitudes. And listen, I get it. I haven't even started the rant, and I'm, like, getting into it. No, I just, like, should we just start it? All right, guys, I'm going to start. Yeah, I might as well fucking start it. 3, 2, 1, let the 420 begin. Okay, I have experienced so many unwarranted shitty fucking attitudes, and I understand that people have off days. I understand this, that, the other thing. I feel like I've worked so many jobs under the sun, and having been in those, I remember having shitty days, and I still was at least decent. I was at a restaurant the other night, and the waiter, like, and again, I don't want any of this to come off as like I hate people in the service industry and this and that. Like, I know how fucking brutal and grueling that shit is. But this waiter from the start had a fucking V for Vendetta against me. I swear to fucking God, I don't know what happened. We sat at this table, me and my two friends. We're like, hi, can we get a drink? And he's like, what else would you be here for?
Oh.
And it wasn't like one of those restaurants where they're like mean to you. And it wasn't like he was saying it as a joke. He was like,
very serious. What else?
Yeah, it was like a Saturday night on like 11 or something. And like we're at a hotel rooftop bar. So like, yeah, we want a fucking drink. So he comes back. He like tosses the menus on the table. He is so like stick up his fucking ass. And I don't know. The lights just turned on. Sorry, I got distracted.
The ghost.
But I'm like, do I get to start over? I need more time. No, but it was just ridiculous. And every other table he was at, he was like smiling and this and that. So I think he was like mad that we were only getting drinks and like a dessert. But literally we were like, oh, we're just here for drinks and a dessert. And he was like, and like huffed and puffed. And I was like, the fuck?
It's not. And like, again, I'm in the same thing with you where like service industry, like respect to all of the
people. Bet you haven't had a real job. Shut up.
I mean, no, I worked in like a vintage store and like I worked retail, which like,
oh yeah,
it was
oh,
like pretty good. But I do understand like that to a degree. I feel like the service industry is also incredibly fucking difficult. So like, I also am there with you where it's
100%.
Like respect to everybody.
And
that
I always
does that.
Think about that when it happens. I'm like, oh, they've had a long day. Their job is so like taxing on them.
But there's still moments where somebody is just like, it's not even a bad day. It's just like, okay,
rude.
Maybe you're just not
just
helping.
So
it's easier to say like, sure, to we're here to get drinks than to like make a snide comment.
But
back.
Also it's like, we're just telling you, like, we're not getting a full dinner. Like, you don't need to pay that much. Like,
yeah.
If anything, we're just like telling you. Ugh. The second example happened now fucking twice. Luke was here for one of them.
Yeah.
At a store called Maxfield's in LA. Ugh, I'm so fucking mad. It's a like a clothing boutique kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And they have so many clothes that I like. I love the vibe there. The shopping is nice.
It's good selection.
Yeah,
they have like, good buyers.
Yes. But the fucking workers there, at least the two women I dealt with, were so horrible.
It was not enjoyable.
The first time I was there was without Luke. And I was just going through and minding my fucking business. I know what I like. I know what I want. I was in the women's section with my friend Katya, and she was looking at shoes, and I saw this Rick Owen Doc Martin, and I was like, oh, do you have this in men's sizes as well? Like, did you order men's fucking sizes? And she goes, these are the women's. No, I fucking gather that, Sally Lou Who, as I see six other fucking stilettos next to it. I'm very fucking aware because you also told me that the men's section is over here, as if I can't shop in the women's section.
Yeah.
Which also happened with you.
Well, I only wanted to go to that store because I watched a video of Nicki Minaj and somebody there was like a fight with Nicki Minaj there. And I was like, okay, like I want to go to that store. But when we went in, the first thing I was like browsing because I work in fashion, like, and I critique, that's like my whole thing, mostly women's clothing, mostly like, you know, feminine garments. And so I like to go into a store and actually touch and feel all of that stuff because it's hard to do that over
the
internet.
Well, I like to go in to fucking buy stuff.
That too. And so like we were there and you know,
they're
you're browsing.
Following me around the store as if I'm like stealing shit. They're like giving me like side eye. They're like, wait, I have 3 seconds. Fuck people. Why does every rant when I notice that I have no time left just boil down to fuck blank? I could go on for another 4 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm so fucking mad. Like, I'm so fucking
no,
mad.
It wasn't enjoyable. It really, really wasn't enjoyable.
And then they didn't have something in the size I wanted, so I tried on a smaller size and a different color. This all sounds so fucking ridiculous after the year we've had, by the way. I am so self-aware. But, like, at the same time, I'm going to fucking vent about the petty because I'm petty, I guess. But oh, I wanted to try on a different size so I could get the sizing. And then this lady who has not paid attention to me whatsoever except to make sure I'm not stealing.
Yeah.
She is like, oh, I think you should get the black. And I'm like, no, I don't like the black. I'm trying it on for size. And she literally goes,
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm going. Bye. And she's like, Not even looking at me, not even me. And like, it's not like I'm buying like a Jolly Rancher. These are like, I was looking at, like, I almost bought $1,000 sweatshirt. Like, I'm not saying that to, like, flex and brag. Look at my fat cock. Like, I'm saying it just because, like, I'm not Bro!
It's a sale. A sale is a sale. And especially in like an independent retailer.
Oh my God.
You know, it's just important to like treat people with respect.
I'm so mad I could like fucking go off.
Ugh. And even if somebody's going in there to like just browse,
this is going well over 4:20. I was like, fuck sorry. The time limit.
No, but if somebody's just going in there to browse, they're not causing a problem. They're not being rude. They're not being anything like that. I don't understand the mentality of like treating people like they're
well. The
a
time
problem.
You weren't there, I was like in big retail therapy mode. I was like, shitty day. Let's drop some shit. I went in. I was like, there was so much stuff I saw. I was like, wow, I haven't been in this store in forever. So excited. I saw this cardigan. I liked this, that. So I looked at a pair of sunglasses and the lady was like, okay. I was like, I don't know if I want these. I've recently bought a lot of sunglasses. I bought specifically a lot of white sunglasses, literally right next to me. And so I was like, those are a maybe. Once again, very aware of myself.
You also can come back to a store. Like you can say, I tried it on. And then you can come back 2 days later and be like, oh my God, I guess
thought I was like literally poor or like destitute. So then I'm going and I get a coffee table book from there. And I'm like, oh, I love this book. I love this photographer. Like, what a great book. So I get that. And then this lady's been pissing me off. I'm like, quite honestly, I don't want to give her money. I don't want her to have this commission. Fuck this. And so I literally only bought the book. But I was going to get a cardigan. And then she's basically was like, okay, are you ready? And I was like, oh, I am now. And she's like, oh, no, please go look, continue look. I was like, no, I'm done. I was ready to look, but I'm done. I was fucking pissed.
Yeah, I'm never going in there again.
Same. Maxfields. And that's that.
No, but true. No, I didn't enjoy.
It's so easy to be decent. No, I'm not even asking for nice. Decent.
No, it's the thing that annoyed the shit out of me is when we walked in there and they're like, the men's is that way. And I was like, okay, first things first, please. Like, we're living in the 21st century. The brands that you're stocking are dressing people in whatever garments that person feels like, depending or whatever their gender is. So like, you are not helping by like trying to force people into this like weird gender binary fashion thing.
And I also don't want the ugly fucking Dior.
No,
it's so bad.
The men's sections scare the shit out of me. Like, I'd rather stay
in
the women's
section. Was like walking a fine line.
But
of
most
H&M.
Men's sections, I don't go into most men's sections. I prefer to buy genuinely like women's clothing because I like the way it fits better.
Come on, trailblazer.
So no, I mean, listen, I'm not Harry Styles. I'm just kidding. But no,
no, you're not Harry
I'm
Styles.
Really not.
Don't just kid about that.
I mean, my dresses would fit, but it's a thing to me of like, just be kind and polite. And like, if somebody needs your help, like they'll.
Exactly. Ellen.
You know what's the best way to go into a boutique like that ever, and to like have somebody understand that you want their attention? You pick up something off the rack and you hold it, and then that person normally will like whoever they.
Oh my God, if I did that yesterday, I mean, I would have been standing there for days.
Yeah, and that's my
literal
like,
days.
Well, good retailers usually understand.
I'm like, hi honey, no, this is when I need you looking at me. The side eye that I've been catching the whole time. Give it my way now.
Here.
I want a
yeah.
size. Thank you.
No, it's true.
Like, I don't like snapping at people. I was ready to snap.
No, but the last time I was followed like that in a store was a Dolce & Gabbana in Aruba. And I was like, okay, so now you're on the level of a Dolce & Gabbana in Aruba. Like, think about the context of that. And now you guys are the same. Not, it's not worth it.
That sounded like a burn, if I understand.
It is. Okay. It's very much so a burn. Not to Aruba, but like Dolce & Gabbana.
Well, yeah, fucking homophobes are
trash.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Anyways, I think it's time, now that we've done that free therapy, I think we should have some fun. No,
I was going to say.
No, the timer is like,
she's
well,
been gone.
She's been done for 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This has been an 8 minute and 40 second rant. Like that math, bitch. Okay, so I was recently in Big Bear, and I was introduced to this game called 5 second rule. And, so basically, I'm going to read the rules. It's right here for those watching. How to play. Okay, I thought this would be pretty straightforward instructions, and it's
not.
Place the card box with the cards on the table. Oh, and there's also a timer that makes this noise. Yeah, it's like literally unreal. Basically, I'm going to give, I don't need the instructions to speak my truth. We have 5 seconds, and on each card is a prompt, and you have to name three blank in 5 seconds. Okay. And this timer is 5 seconds when the ball like reaches the bottom. So, oh my God, I forgot. There's a drinking element. Oh, thank you, Magical Hand.
Oh my God,
we have beers here. Hand. And if you aren't able to... Fuck, I haven't even had beer and I'm already burping. This is so bad. But if you don't list all three, and you can deny one, be like, that's not real. That's not, that doesn't count.
But wait, I can call you on your bullshit?
Yeah, you can
bullshit?
Be like, no, okay. I don't think that one counts. You know, like, be fair. But like, you can also be like, that doesn't work. And if you don't get it, You have to take drink. A drink.
Okay. Do I have to drink the whole thing? I'm trying to get the rules.
Delta Kappa Phi? I mean, chug a beer.
I mean, I just came from New York where it literally is like Delta Kappa Phi, yeah. Sigma Alpha Kappa, Hodib. I don't even fucking know. I can't
Pepe
even.
Lee and Hoda.
Yeah, I was going to say GMA. I like it's NBC, CBS. Yeah, I can't.
Okay. Anyway, so do you feel like you have a pretty good understanding of the game?
Yes.
But there's a twist, which I'm awful at explaining things if literally we haven't
started yet, so I feel like you're good. I feel like we're...
Period.
Yeah.
I had the producers also make some cards that are name three, and they can pertain to us, real life, influencer shit, the whole enchilada. So do you want to go first, or...
I feel like can you show me how it's done?
Okay, so you'll go first. Oh, my God. We should not involve alcohol in this. All right. First, I'm going to open mine and just take a sip, make sure it's
safe, non-poison.
Safe, non-poison, paraben-free, etc.
I haven't had a beer in since high school.
We still have these in the...
Yeah.
Oh, this tastes different than the beer test that we did. That's interesting.
Wow, so...
Okay, so I have... We need a bigger table in front of me. If you're watching the video portion, you see me struggling pretty hard. Yeah, okay. We're killing it, some might say. All right. I'm going to put the timer between us. And so the ones that they made have, like, Post-its.
Got
so make
it.
Sure you read that side. But the ones without Post-its, you can read either side.
Okay.
So you go first.
How did I'll this turn into I went first again?
Because you're I'm showing you how it...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm the...
It just...
I pick it for you or you pick it for me.
Jesus
Christ. Or I pick it for myself.
This is, like, embarrassing for... I was going to say white people, but never mind. White people have embarrassed us way worse. You pick it and read name three. And then when you're done reading, I flip the timer and I have 5 seconds to name three things.
Okay, got it. Okay.
This doesn't feel that fucking hard.
I mean, remember that point in the episode in the earlier?
No,
you're like, you have your shit together. You're so smart. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you said
clearly,
it.
Clearly, I spoke too fucking soon.
Name three things that make you horny.
Oh, pizza, lasagna, spicy pickles.
Wow.
I mean, they don't make me horny, but they make me, like, emotionally horny.
That's valid.
Okay.
I respect that.
Cool. So then, all right, now you drink, because I got that. I just, every round, someone's going to drink, I've decided. Because why not make this an even bigger shit show? All right.
Beer.
In 5 seconds, name three things that would make the world better.
Lots of water, healthy, happy people, and lots of food.
Oh, you got that literally just at the end. Oh, fuck. Now I have to drink.
I
was like so happy for you.
God,
and now I'm
you.
Like, oh, I guess I'm not.
I'm like, I have to stop adding so many words. That'll help me. That'll help my game. Okay.
Okay.
Name three things you do when you're high / drunk.
Eat, sleep, giggle.
Ooh.
Wait, what was that? High? Oh, /
drunk. High / drunk.
I thought it was high / asleep. I was like, sleep?
I mean.
Don't know. Take a drink, bitch. Oh. I thought this was going to be way crazier. Like, I thought there was going to be, like, name three holes you've entered or something. Anyways.
Oh, you picked for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's my...
Okay.
So, that note was for you, producer. Step it up. this is one that came with the game. Name three times you don't want your mom to call.
When I'm having sex, when I'm eating, and when I'm drunk.
When you're eating? Oh, I guess
yeah, because I don't want people to fucking disturb me.
Come on,
I
do
need
not
to
disturb. Finish
the McDonald's. Sorry.
Yeah, it pisses me off how much you eat McDonald's and you don't look like me.
It's a It's an ebb and flow experience.
Sure. Whatever okay. that fucking means.
I'm gonna go in the middle now.
Ooh.
Sorry.
The audio on that.
Name three things you do in water.
Swim, dolphin tricks, jump.
Did you get it all the way?
No, I absolutely okay. didn't. So yeah. One Modelo sip.
So do we
me.
Like omit her? Do I keep her?
Keep her.
Okay,
you keep
thank
her.
You.
My sister's keeper. What even is
Abigail
that?
Breslin?
Is that what is?
Isn't that yeah? She's
Abigail
in that.
Breslin. I saw her. She used to live or like. Her friend would live. I don't remember. She was constantly in the same apartment complex when I first moved to LA as one of my friends. And I would see her in the elevator constantly. And it was always like.
Was she nice?
The most brutal experience. It was just so like. You know those people who just like fill a room. Just with their presence.
Was it real? She was.
Oh my God. It was like assaulting. That's the word I've been searching for this whole time. Love to Abigail. I'm sure she's different now. Or maybe she was. Going
through
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. See, I give people the benefit of the doubt, but wow, it was... Anyways.
The more you know.
Yeah, no more Modelo on the show. name... Oh. I'm so happy I didn't get this. Fucking question. In 5 seconds, name three influencers you hate.
Myself.
I just dropped all the cards.
Oh, no.
Did you say myself? I... hate you that you got that opt out, you fucking bitch.
I guess I'll have
Wait,
to just
okay
drink.
Hold on, Luke, talk while I
yes
get the cards off
okay
the floor.
So this Modelo, it has a cerveza. It is an imported beer. Oh God, it says especial. It is golden, full flavored pilsner style lager with a clean, crisp finish. It was brewed in Mexico. Let me keep going. I
would feel bad about me running around the studio like literally a drunk toddler, but I mean, the name literally insinuates what y'all
yeah,
signed up for.
100%. You chose to click here.
Yeah, and you chose to be
even
here.
Worse, you chose to download this.
Okay, why is that worse? You
because it's like
bitch.
Taking up millibytes on your data and stuff. So like...
Okay.
You did it to yourself.
I don't need to feel...
No, I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm just saying if
well,
anybody's questioning
like
their decisions,
that.
If
it
anybody's
does.
Questioning their decisions,
it sounds
it's on them.
Like you... Okay. We're
it
just
is.
Yelling to people who are like just trying to live their lives. Is it my... No, it's your turn because you just failed that one. Wait, do you have any other influencers besides yourself that you hate that you would like to just put out there?
I go through things where I hate somebody and then I'm like, okay, you know what? You genuinely do not have that much of an impact on my life. So I really like...
So this is
don't.
Like a long-winded way of
saying
avoiding the question.
Rihanna once said, you never fight with people that have less followers than you. And so I live by that rule.
Oh, God, there's not many people to fight with.
I mean, yes, this is true.
Fuck.
but no, I really like.
You don't have anyone. God, you're such a pussy bitch.
No, I just don't like fucking care enough. And
yeah,
like,
I get that.
But I do like I shit on people for a living about their clothing choices. And
no,
that's
I
how
know.
I like
I'm subscribed
get,
to your channel.
That's how I get out my feelings. So like anything else, I mean, like I could do three people whose clothing choices affront my whole personality.
Do
me,
it.
Okay.
Go. That's less bad, but whatever.
Dixie D'Amelio. It's just like it's not good. Charli D'Amelio. I like I still think
I mean,
her...
we're not going to hate on a 16-year-old on this show.
Well,
what
I mean,
Trisha
like,
Paytas?
No, I mean. She was dressed like a Prada bank teller, and like I'm still.
Oh, the Prada
it's
was bad.
That, and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
nothing personal. Like you can always grow and adapt. You
but
know,
isn't that Prada's problem?
Well, it's everybody's problem, I guess. Technically,
yeah. No,
but
they made
she,
it all of our problems.
But
very
she put
true.
It on, and then
but they, whatever.
My
like,
last
why
person,
are we? Why am I going to bat over?
My last
Charli
person
tomorrow?
Is actually myself. So,
ugh, get over yourself, quirky
Sorry.
Girl.
Okay, name three people you should never sleep with.
My mom, my.
You could have just said both of your brothers and you would have been
yeah,
so
I,
done.
I literally just felt
I'm annoyed
all
at that one for you.
Of the beer, like go to wherever it went.
See,
why am
she's
I...
especial.
Huh?
That's what it says on the thing. You missed my ad read for Modelo.
Oh, yeah, I was too busy picking up 52. So
she's playing
anyway.
5 second pickup.
Wow, that was abrasive to quite literally the entire community. Name three sex toys.
Dildo.
Are you kidding? All right, drink.
I'm trying to.
Are you for real?
Dildo, anal
Fleshlight,
beads.
Anal beads.
Okay, all right.
Cock ring.
I haven't visited adamandeve.com in a while, okay?
So I've never visited it. Okay, well. But if you want to sponsor, I mean, bitch is open. Oh, it's your turn.
Sex positive sponsors only.
Yeah.
Oh. Name three things you can't live without.
My dog, oxygen, and food.
Oh, honestly, the booger one is,
I mean, I could probably live without my dog, but I wouldn't want to.
No, I wouldn't want, no.
Like, you know,
no.
I definitely could, but... All right, drink.
I
didn't see it. Drink. Yeah, I should have brought tequila. We should have really fucked us up.
Oh my fucking God, Kendall Jenner.
Yes, Kendall Jenner, inventor of tequila.
Oh yeah, she originated the plant.
Oh my God. Okay, you have 5 seconds to name three things or people the world would be better without.
Hate, war.
You're such a dumb
polyester. I can keep going. Chambray.
No, you're out of time.
I know,
so
but
drink.
I want to keep going.
Chambray. You're like, there's a lot this world could be improved with.
Vans. The entirety of PacSun.
Luke, stop. You're attacking everyone in the room.
Okay. Oh, okay. In 5 seconds, please name three sluts.
Me, you, Rihanna.
Good for her.
I mean, listen.
Sex positive.
Yes. Like, I'm not saying, like, you slut. I'm like, yes, slut.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all about the tone.
It's all about the tone. Tonally. Totally. I was doing something there.
It was it worked.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Name three things that feel good.
Sex. Putting on cashmere. Fuck.
Who are you?
Okay, sorry.
No,
putting
I
on cashmere feels fucking great. So you know what? If you want to stay uncashmered, keep it over there. It's fine. You know what? I'll just go to Inner Mongolia, shave a fucking goat, weave it into a fucking, you know, sweater, and you can stay in polyester.
Laying down, I would happily. That sounds exhausting.
You know what? You're just mad because you're wearing Sherpa.
Actually, it's fleece, so.
Is it really?
Yeah, you stupid bitch. It's like a blanket.
I know, but is it a Sherpa? Is it a, oh, I get, is Sherpa fleece or is fleece Sherpa? It's almost like the question of is.
No.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad
I'm doing far too much for this podcast.
Yeah, you're not getting paid at all. Like, the biggest payment you're getting
my
is
fashion
that can
vocabulary
of Modelo.
Not appreciated here. Okay.
No.
This one is specifically anchored to you, so.
Oh, well then.
In five. Okay. Seconds. Chris, name three things you hate about Luke.
You're elitist. You're annoying and you're a bitch.
Where does the elitist thing come from?
No, I only
that's
saw
a TikTok
that
gripe. TikTok gripe and I do not understand it.
I literally was so hoping.
Who wrote this over here? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, fuck. No, I
mean, it's not. I think I used to be a lot more than I am now, but.
I don't think you are at all. I think you always come from a place of knowledge. I just know that we've joked about you being elitist because of TikTok comments. So that's the only reason that I said that. But I did it, so you have to drink. Period.
I'm not putting this on the fucking table again. Now I'm done. Now it's here. She's
it's permanent. Oh, I thought you were done with it. I was like, fuck.
Oh my God, no. No, I
can't. Okay.
I've been politely. I'm
like,
a polite
maybe
sipper.
Slow down. Ah! Oh my God. That's my 8th time laughing, like screaming like that. So sorry for driving. You've almost probably driven off the road many times. That's like all I think about. I don't know if anybody's listening to this in their car, but I just assume everyone is like driving. Oops. Sorry, Mike. I just hit the microphone. I just realized then it sounded like I was apologizing to my older brother, Michael. Anyway, Luke, you have 5 seconds to name three things you hate about Chris.
Scares me, goes really fast in the fucking canyons, and drives a Tesla really well.
What was the last one?
You drive a Tesla really well.
So that's something you hate about me?
Yeah, because I don't have a fucking Tesla, so I'm jelly.
And it's going to stay that way.
Mm, it really is. I'm from New York, and I don't plan on fucking driving anywhere.
What was the first Oh, you're scared of me?
Yeah.
I, like, low-key love that. That's, like, my favorite thing.
I know. I think you do love it. That's why it's,
yeah, because
it's even
you
scarier.
You scare the shit out of me.
Do I?
You scare me, and then you, like, start, like, there's some times where you'll hit a rhythm and I'm like, oh, it's just a barking chihuahua.
Literally. It is. But
you really do like intimidate me.
No, you.
Because you're so smart.
No, but you're so fucking funny. And then yesterday we were hanging out and Chris laughed like, I'm going to go like at least like 7 to 8 times, like genuinely laughed. And I was like, wow, feeling really good about myself.
And then I jokingly bullied him, and he thought I was mad at him for like 3 hours.
It was really, yeah, this is
how. He goes, literally like an inappropriate amount of time after the fact.
It was
goes,
two different times.
Chris, you tell me if you were mad. What in the deranged mentally ill shit?
No, but this is what I'm telling you. When I say, like, I get at my frustration in a very, like, loud way, and then I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. And then it's like after
sex. It's not that deep. Do you say it's like after sex?
Yeah, when you have sex and then, like, you feel guilty after sometimes. That's a thing. Look it up. Google it. It's a fucking full.
Should I Quora it?
I mean, you could. They might give you a good link to, I don't know, WebMD. Is this me? Fuck.
Oh, wait, no, isn't it?
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. I have one for next turn.
Okay.
Clearly, I don't remember how this game works.
I'm going to name three things that burn.
Sex, STDs, and iron. Irons.
Iron burns?
Like irons.
Oh. Irons. I thought you meant like the...
Come on, fashion.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point.
Do you not know what a fucking iron is?
I did, but I was thinking in terms of like the periodic table.
Way too much.
But
got it.
More you know.
All right, you have 5 seconds to name three sexual positions.
Kama Sutra, doggy, backwards. I don't fucking know.
What is Kama Sutra?
Isn't it like an old... it's like... The Kama Sutra.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to give it to you just because I'm too stupid to even question that. I feel like that's got to be, but...
I feel like it's an old Hindi way of, like, I think... But actually, I'm not even going
to... I don't know. You're talking to the person who, like, literally has all of Hilary Duff's, like, personal information, like,
Did
memorized.
Did you ever see that movie? The Hilary Duff movie?
Which one? Probably. I owned it on DVD. Probably.
Oh, there are multiple? Okay, so that...
She was a very successful actress. Anyway, please ask me something before
it's my turn. Oi. All right,
we'll make this one the last one.
Name three silver foxes. Go.
Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, Chris Clemens, when I have blonde hair. And that is that.
That was lovely. That really made me anxious, though.
That game?
Yeah.
See, like, I want to play more now. I'm like, let's...
Now you heard that it makes me anxious, and you're like, yes, let's keep going.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, let's pump up the jam. All right, let's chug the rest of what we have. I am so sorry, but also, I need to stop apologizing
but
for
you know
things
what?
That we all already should expect.
Chris does burp a lot, and I appreciate it, because it has, like, made me more lax about
my
bodily functions.
I mean, yeah, that is, like, kind until, like, you start farting on Zoom meetings. Like, that has really become something so...
Do people do that? Have you been on Zoom calls? People do that?
Yeah, me!
Oh.
Like, literally, I'm like... like, that loud, because I'm just like, okay.
Do you put yourself on mute or no?
No! You think I move that fast? What the fuck? All right, have you chugged?
No, are you done? I'm not chugging. No. I have to... Is there a bathroom break on the show? Because I'm going to have to pee.
No, we're almost done with the show, okay? Put on
That's
your big
gone
boy.
So fast.
Oh, my God.
I'm here with some secrets.
Okay, so the... oh, my God. We have a new mask on. As if this couldn't be literally any more unhinged. We've spiced up the secrets portion.
Oh, my gosh.
Where now an animal flies in and delivers us the secrets. Here... Someone ready to...
Animal
Thank
use.
You. No.
It's stuffed. I'm kidding.
You guys can watch. I was thinking about getting a taxidermy owl, and then I was like, that is
that
actually gross.
Might, it might hurt. Because yeah, they're like just, hard, I feel.
Ew. It's just also just like I don't want to be throwing around
if
a dead bird.
If they're pretty enough.
No. If they're pretty enough. Oh, sorry. I still have not
Me
chugged.
Too. Yeah, no,
All right,
I've,
here we go.
That's
we,
not feel-
you want to drink before the secrets? This is Fine. Where it gets brutal. We ask you guys to submit Google form on a Google form we have, which you can find in the description of every episode as well. But you can submit secrets that you've never told anyone, but be aware that we might read them. And so don't say anything you don't want to share. And
Anonymous.
Even vague. Yeah. But there are, oh, no, there are, last time there were some crimes.
Wait, people, oh, I was going to say, nobody's putting their name to those, though, right?
Are they? Are people putting their name on them and you're just like taking it out to make it more general?
No names.
I was going to say, if you are, no.
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, you are literally never going to get employed because clearly everybody's watching this podcast or listening or I don't even know. I just literally am thinking about how much beer is in my body.
I can't believe I'm drinking a beer.
Oh, you're so brave.
I am. I really am.
I'm so sorry for that Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. High school is, like, forming itself in my stomach. Ew. This is disgusting. We used to go to kegs, and it was, like, the fucking... Okay. Well, it was great, but...
Whew. Okay, so that's Balloon of Silence was us literally chugging our Modelo. But now we've got some secrets in this gorgeous envelope. Do you want to read one?
Sure.
Okay. This. Oh, no, I'll give you a longer one because I feel like you're better at reading. You, like, own a... Oh, that one.
Only if there's a teleprompter involved.
Well, there's not. It's, like, a fucking D-grade podcast, so...
Can I do an accent?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to make them British.
Okay, go off, Naomi Campbell.
Okay. When I was in the age range of 5 to 7,
please don't do the British
my
accent.
Father no, 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 no. And I can't. No. We're on a 13-hour trip. No, I'm already made
look,
this.
No, I can't understand you. But that really could be the beer.
Okay, when I was in the age range of 5 to 7, my father and I were on a 13-hour trip. Oh, I decided to take a nap. When I woke up, we were parked at a gas station and he got out. My throat was extremely dry and I needed something to drink, so I looked up front and saw a bottle of tea. Oh my God, I know where this is going.
Oh my God, it's piss.
I took a sip and right away recognized it being the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Oh my God, it's piss.
Like 10-day-old coffee sitting out. When my dad got back in the car, I asked him how his tea was. He asked me what tea. I pointed to the bottle. He looked at me and said, that's my pee. So I washed the flavor down with chocolate milk. Okay, so, like, that's not the color combination. We're, like, great fashion-wise, not great in that
no,
context.
It's so bad.
That's the end.
That's, it just leaves us on cold, hard chocolate milk.
Yeah, like, no, she, not I mean, she. I'm not putting genders. They wrote, that's the end.
I've got to be honest, though. I'm relieved that it went in that direction. Because when I heard a 5 to 7-year-old and a dad on a 13-hour trip, I definitely was about to pull the plug on the whole enchilada. This whole production would have been shut down.
Episode's done.
Episode 4 and final.
I'm so sorry that you drank pee. But also, I guess it's technically sterile if we're looking at a pro of the situation.
I don't give a fuck how sterile it is. That is not kosher.
Well,
that
she already did it, so, like, you have to make up some sort of...
I guess, but what the fuck?
Yeah, it's worse if it's a family member, I guess.
It's so much worse.
Yeah.
Although, is it worse if it's a family member or a stranger? Like, would you rather know whose piss you're... I think I'd rather drink my family's pee than a stranger's. Right? Now
okay,
that our backs
this
are up
might
against
sound
the
worse,
urinal.
But I would rather drink my own pee than...
Well, that's not a fucking option I gave you.
Okay, fine. Like, then, yeah, I guess family member.
Like, yeah, in an ideal
but
world,
I
drink my piss above everyone else's too.
I
want to
pick the family member.
I mean, Violet Beauregard, shut the fuck up. Daddy, I want to square...
Okay, you're just mad that my British accent was really good, Louis.
I'm too drunk for this. I literally am. I was a night manager at Taco Bell, and I had a threesome on the roof on the clock. That is, like, fucking cheesy gordita right there.
That's
that
great.
That is hot. That's, like, oh, my God.
Jealous.
And then afterwards, you guys went downstairs and ate Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, that, I'm very jealous.
I think we need to go to Taco Bell for lunch. That sounds really fucking good.
I do love a Taco Bell.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Perfect. A few years ago, my boyfriend proposed to me while he was inside me. Thank you for that wording. I appreciate that.
Was it with a cock ring?
I don't know. Let me ask the person.
I'm
Let me
just
shoot
saying.
Him a text.
There should be
a
ring
I told
involved.
A few people we were engaged, but I never told anyone that it was during sex.
I
wouldn't. No, that feels like a detail that you should leave out.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Something that keeps the intimacy, I feel.
But I guess he technically wasn't kneeling.
Can you wait? So, yeah. How does that even fucking work?
I guess you're just inside somebody.
You're inside someone and you're like, you want to get fucking married, you should read.
Yeah, which, like, is that technically a proposal or is that just, like, things you say during sex?
I've never said that during sex.
I mean, neither have I. Yeah, no, I haven't.
You've proposed to someone?
No, I did tell a guy that I loved him once, but not because I...
That's so different, though, because when you are feeling the chemicals...
I wasn't feeling the chemicals. I thought he said it to me. And then I felt bad, so no. It was...
Leave that one a secret.
It was a good story. I enjoyed it.
Yep, okay, I'm sure it was a great
Wait,
story.
I want to read the next one.
No, I'm giving you one to
okay,
read.
Great.
Buster.
Thank you.
Buster is such a
like...
funny word to use
okay.
to call
one...
someone a buster.
One...
I am a buster!
Now in the context of what I understand is like busting, I...
Bussing. It's bussing.
No, I know, but I feel like he... Okay, no, yeah.
I don't know where we just went, but that's okay.
One time I put a pube in someone's drink because they were a straight up Karen.
That's me at the Maxfields, bitch. Like, I'll put my whole bush in her drink.
I've been seeing, though, that they say a lot of like service workers actually do stuff like that. And like, no offense, if somebody's being a real fucking asshole, I 100% get it.
Oh my God, I would like literally shave my bush.
I hope that
drink.
That's never happened to me because I feel like
I would rim their drink with my bush
hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, fuck tahine, fuck salt and sugar. Just pubes.
I respect it.
Full bush.
Mm-hmm. It's a decorative element. Coconut fibers. That's what I would say. I'd say coconut fibers. You're welcome. You could sell that to a vegan as like actually something. You really could. And then that would be even better because if the vegan was being a real Karen.
Someone mute his fucking mic. Okay. One time I got drunk with my husband and thought it would be funny to put a ping pong ball in my vag and shoot it out. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I want to be invited to your parties. Long story short, it got stuck and I forgot how to push my muscles. I finally got it out after an hour of laughing and crying.
Have you ever seen...
I want you on this podcast.
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen Priscilla, like, Queen of the Desert?
No, what?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
No,
the
did movie, she shoot ping pong balls
there's
out of her pussy?
There's a scene where the woman, like, is at a bar and she, like, that's her...
Party trick.
Yeah. And, like, the whole scene is, like, they're in a bar in, like, Barron, Australia, and she,
wait,
like,
do you ever watch that tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, come over.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Have you never seen it?
I've never even heard of it.
You've never seen it? What? You've never heard of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. God.
All right. Well, save the orgasm for after we're done recording.
Sorry, it's a great fucking movie.
People have been assaulted audioly enough.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This one is just like 7 words. I masturbate thinking about my friends all the time. LOL.
Well, at least you love them.
Yeah, that's like talk about bros.
That I feel like straight men do that together sometimes.
But
I've
then
heard
is that
story.
That straight?
Like, I guess if you're not like jerking each other off, then it's technically straight.
If you're jerking yourself off, huddled around a bunch of other guys jerking themselves off also, that sounds pretty fucking gay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The story that I've heard revolves around, like, people watching straight porn or straight men watching straight porn. So, like...
So, their dicks are all... So, they're still all coming in front of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds... Anyway, I don't have time for this. Thank you, everybody, for witnessing whatever the fuck y'all just witnessed. I also would like to issue a formal apology for whatever you also just fucking listened to.
I've set the standard for this podcast in terms
honestly,
of guesting.
Honestly, I think this was, like, our best episode. Well, I think mean, everybody... Yeah. Oh, okay, you didn't need to, like... not. Whose fucking phone is on? You are fired! Just kidding. I love, though, that the whole office building can hear that being screamed at someone. Full erection. Thank you guys for watching, listening, honestly putting up with this. Be sure to go on Apple, what is it, podcasts, and leave a review. 5 stars. Rave about it. No rants. That's for me. And this show, I need to be a chart-topping iTuner. Oh, my God. Can I be an iTuner instead of a... No, that's not a thing. Thank you, guys. Okay. My ears are sweating. Oh, subscribe to Unhinge with Chris Clemens wherever... No, I got this. Thank you.
Okay.
To wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, other places of the nature, and the video portion on youtube.com/Chris. Thank you. Oh, and go follow Luke. He's Hot LaMode on YouTube. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch.
I'm just humble.
Hot LaMode, HAUTELEMODE.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Thank you for having brain cells that know how to spell. You're welcome. Anyways, bye, guys, and stay unhinged. Boom, 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 boom. I don't even know the song. Oh my God, that was like the best episode ever.
Oh my God. That was so much fun.
That was like literally the best show ever.
This Modelo was like genuine.
Unhinged with Chris Clemons is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemons. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemons. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemons, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katia Temkin. I love you, Katia. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that that happened and was functional. Thanks for the awesome music I literally had bang in my office. Yeah, this is Unhinged with Chris Clemons.